This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. 8 years ago today, a defendant named Brian Nichols, on trial on a Fulton County rape charge, beat a sheriff's deputy and seized her gun, then used it to kill Judge Roland Barnes, court reporter Julianne Brandau, and sheriff's deputy Hoyt Teasley at the Fulton County Courthouse. The 8-year mark comes just days after the state House passed House Bill 512, which allows people with concealed carry permits to bring their weapons into courthouses under certain circumstances and with certain rules. Judge Cynthia Wright is now the chief judge of the Fulton County Superior Court. She was in the courthouse on that day 8 years ago. Judge Wright, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First of all, what do you remember about that day?
It was a total chaos. No one knew what was going on. We did not have a good communication system at the time. I remember I was trying a case, and I kept getting conflicting reports about who had been shot, what had happened, and we finally turned on a little black and white television set to find out what was going on the same level of the courthouse that I was, where my office was, but it was in the other building. March 11th is certainly a day that none of us who were present will ever forget, nor should we ever.
Do you remember how you felt when you found out that three of your colleagues had been killed?
Yes, I felt like the wind had been knocked out of me. In fact, when I heard that Judge Barnes had, or Teasley, I believe, had been transported to Grady, I was close with Deputy Teasley, and I left the building. We weren't supposed to be leaving our offices, but I walked to Grady to see if I could be of any assistance to the sheriff or to the family members. But alas, there was no assistance to be provided.
We'll come back to what's happened since in a moment or two, but moving for just a second to House Bill 512, some judges have raised concerns about what it would mean for courthouse security. And as I read the bill, it says license holders can bring their guns into courthouses as far as security checkpoints, but then they have to do what the security officers tell them, like check the guns or take them back out, whatever. And if there's no security detail, then they can bring the guns in during business hours. First of all, am I reading that correctly? And if so, do you have an issue with that provision?
I believe you are reading it correctly. And let me say this. Courthouses aren't where happy people usually go. A courthouse, you're generally going for reasons. If you're on trial, you could be a victim of crime. You could be a witness in a case. You could be mad at someone for money damages. I mean, we deal with unhappy people. And some of the incidents which have recently happened in courthouses across the nation have involved persons in the waiting area of a courthouse, so that they don't breach the interior security. But I believe one of the last incidents which happened was they were in the area right outside of security. So it seems like that is a problem. One of the problems that this bill would have.
So you're saying it would not cover the area where some incidents of violence could happen?
Correct.
The restrictions we have, though, would not have prevented what happened with Brian Nichols, though, would they?
The restrictions that we currently have would not have prevented what happened with Brian Nichols. Certainly not. That was security lapses that were a mile long, unfortunately.
One of the arguments we often hear, though, from folks who argue for loosened restrictions is that restrictions only inhibit people who would obey the law anyway, since someone who's going to enter a courthouse with a gun to do violence certainly isn't going to care about a few restrictions. What would you say to that argument, though?
Well, I understand that argument. That's the guns don't kill people, people kill people argument. And, I mean, to some extent, I think that there's some truth in what they are saying. Most people are law-abiding. But we enact laws for those who are not. That's the whole point of having a criminal justice system or having a civil justice system.
Do you think that if this bill would pass, it would make courthouses more dangerous?
I think as it is currently written, it has the potential for making courthouses more dangerous, some courthouses more dangerous. I don't know how many courthouses there are that have no security. I don't know when ingress and egress is permitted in all courthouses. And there are a lot of details that aren't have not yet been addressed by the persons that are offering this bill for enactment.
Will you and perhaps other judges mount any sort of concerted effort in the Senate, since it's passed the House, to try to have the bill defeated or tabled or modified?
David Emerson is a judge over in Douglasville, and he is currently president of the Council of Superior Court Judges. The Council of Superior Court Judges represents all judges across the state, and he has expressed some concern about this bill, and I'm sure that the executive committee will be meeting this week to speak about this legislation, and I have noted that some folks have offered their opinion that likely changes will be made in the Senate, but I don't have any personal knowledge of any proposed changes at this point.
If this bill were to pass as it's written now, would you feel less secure? Would you feel more nervous going to your job every day?
Well, one of the things that this bill does allow is firearms to be in cars that are parked in courthouse parking lots. I believe that that presents a potential threat to people who come down here on business, particularly in the domestic arena. We also have some judges that don't always enter or exit through the courthouse secured garage. Yes, I would feel somewhat less protected. But perhaps it doesn't apply to me as much as it would, though, the persons that are just coming down to the courthouse to do their business, because they're the ones that would be at the entry point when somebody could get into the courthouse without having yet gone through the screening that would, and they're just down here perhaps as jurors, for example, and they would run the greatest risk as I read the bill as it is currently drafted.
Someone on the other side might argue, well, you were a victim of gun violence yourself in a completely separate incident. Would you understand why someone might say that would certainly have an impact on your view of all this?
I would understand why someone might say that, but if they say that, then they don't know me. They don't know that I can completely divorce whatever happened to me to what I need to focus on.
In the weeks and months after the killings at the courthouse, we saw security task forces and recommendations. I'm sure you were involved in working on those. 8 years later, how much of that has actually happened in terms of making not just the Fulton County Courthouse, but courthouses around the state safer? And how much of that has been slowed down by budget problems, politics, and everything else?
I do believe that budget problems have had a negative impact on court security. In terms of what measures we've taken in Fulton County, we have a terrific court security plan. Unfortunately, I don't believe that everything that is in the security plan has been implemented, primarily due to lack of personnel funding and lack of funding for some of the technological upgrades. However, a major technology effort is about to begin here in the Fulton County Courthouse with cameras installed on every floor. And that will be a major upgrade.
So do you think that 8 years later we are safer, particularly in the Fulton County Courthouse, than we were 8 years ago?
Yes, I think that we are safer, but I do not think that we are as safe as we should be, could be, and that we owe it to our citizens.
Was there anything that you took away from that day that you promised to be able to do if you could?
What I took away from the day that I survived my shooting is what I took away from the day that my three colleagues were shot, which is you never know what the day will hold for you. Therefore, you should hold the day that you have close to your heart.
Judge Cynthia Wright is the Chief Judge of the Fulton County Superior Court. Judge Wright, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.